My name's Adam McKenzie, and welcome to FitPro Domination, where you'll learn how to unleash massive profit from your fitness business. Discover how to stop feeling overwhelmed, frustrated, or stressed out living paycheck to paycheck by implementing the systems that you'll learn during each episode from myself and our incredible panel of experts. If you haven't got your hands on our free profit playbook yet, make sure you head over to fitprodomination.com now. Welcome back to another episode. And over the last few weeks, there has definitely been a theme and a trend. And like I mentioned in the last couple of episodes, I'm really determined this year more than ever to make sure that you guys crack the code when it comes to really building a successful, and not just short-term, but long-term successful and profitable business model. And I'm dedicating every single episode to give you everything I can to help you do that, guys. And this stuff is free. All right. Now, a little thing to entice you to stay all the way through this entire episode is I have another free offer for you at the end of this episode that I will share with you if you get all the way through this. Now, the topic and the subject for this particular week is about how to take back control of your business. And there's lots of different aspects to this that we're going to dive into. And the biggest thing that I see over and over again is the fact that people have a business, but they're not really in control of the direction that that business is taking, the outcomes, the results, the way that the business is going and running on a day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month basis. They have lost control. Now, that is a very general topic, okay, a general subject to say they've lost control, but there's certain aspects that they're sort of just doing for the sake of doing anymore. They're not doing it for the sake of creating the end outcome with the clarity that they need to achieve it. All right, and I'm going to dive into that a little bit more. So if you don't quite understand, don't worry, we're going to break each thing down. And one of the biggest things that I see, and it's in some cases, it's really heartbreaking, is that so many of us start out with this grand vision. We can see what we want. We get excited. We do everything that we need to do to get this business started, to get it up and running, to get our first few clients, to learn how to do marketing, to do everything we can to create that vision. But then you get busy. You start wearing multiple hats. Time goes on. You start maybe hiring your first couple of staff, all right? And suddenly now you're so caught up in the day-to-day that you've now lost sight of what that initial vision was, or where most successful businesses keep developing that vision over time, you're not putting focus into that because you're busy. And I'm not criticizing that at all. I understand it. I've lived it. I can relate completely. But what I have also seen is that if you don't systematically, strategically, and consistently pull yourself out of your business to refocus back on that vision, you will 100% lose control of your business and the direction that you're heading in. All right, and I know you've heard that before, but again, how are you strategically and consistently doing that? All right, it's something that it is my number one focus for all of my coaching clients, is to literally make sure that I'm always focused on the big picture for their business, but not just their business, for them as people and individuals, so that they are getting out of it what they need. All right, so the first point here is really making sure that you hold on to that vision, you develop that vision, and you stay focused on it all the time. All right, there's something called future casting, and if you've ever listened to any of Dan Sullivan's stuff, right, the more time that you stay focused in the future and the present, not in the past and not in just being busy, but really focused on everything that it is that you want, every little thing that you are working towards, as if it was already there, right? As if it was a foregone conclusion that that's exactly what you're going to be able to achieve. The more time you can spend on that, the more likely you are to achieve it. And that has been proven in so many different industries and so many different facets, all right? So you've got to put specific time into that. It's not something that's just going to happen and somebody's not going to be able to do it for you, okay? The next thing I see when it comes to losing control of your business, and I talk about this all the time, right? So it should be sinking in at some point, all right? Is your model and your price points, all right? So often we either don't increase our prices, even though our cost of doing service goes up. we keep old price points or old things in place just because we thought we were being loyal to our clients who had been with us for a long time. We set our model up based on what we think people need rather than what is actually the best thing for them, but also for the business, right? And the example there would be setting up, you know, a 4-week membership, a 3-month, a 6-month, and then a 12-month membership, right? Thinking that people want to be able to choose those options because they don't want to be locked into 12-month, right? Versus having a simple month-to-month and 12-month, right? We can so easily lose control of the outcome that our business achieves right here in this point around your model and your price points. It is the number one area that we have to fix as a coaching company. The number one area, like even our brand new 12-week course that we're about to launch, all right, literally the first 6 weeks is all about your model, your price points, and then being able to market and convert those leads, right? Because if your model and your price point aren't right and they're not creating enough profit, they're not creating enough leverage for you and enough opportunity for you to be able to grow and achieve what you want, all right, it's never going to happen. You have to start there first. You have to. There's no other way around it. You can pump as many new people as you want into a shitty price point with shitty margin, and you're still going to be left with the same problem. The difference is now you're going to have a whole lot more problems than you did beforehand, all right, at the same margin. So you really got to set things up the best way for your business to get the value that you need back from your clients while you over deliver on the value that you provide for them, okay? The next thing here that I see all the time, and I'm sure you guys, those of you especially who have grown big businesses and continue to grow big businesses, is staff, all right? And I think somebody brought it up in our group the other day, you know, developing a family slash team mentality within your staff is a critical element, and it's something that so many of us oversee when it comes to how does the business grow around me or without me. Okay, we sometimes think that staff need to be spoon-fed and given everything that they need, and we forget what we need out of them, all right? Like we pay them regardless of their performance. We pay them and give them bonuses regardless of whether they are hitting the targets that they should be hitting, you know? And sometimes we pay them without even paying ourselves, right? And I know so many of you can relate to that. And what I want you to realize is that this is your business, this is your product, this is your reputation and your vision. If the staff don't have the tools, means, training, or anything else that they need to be able to provide that product at the same level of value, consistency, with the same experience that you could, or at least 80 to 90% of what you could, then that falls back on you. All right, you haven't put enough time and invested enough time in them, given them the proper tools, steps, and shown them the exact outcome that you need in a clear enough way, right? You need to have those things in place so that there is no doubt. We're setting them up for success, not waiting for them to fail and then reacting based on that. All right, listen to that again, right? We're not waiting for them to fail and then reacting based on that, because that's where I see a lot of business owners operating, is they hire staff because they want the help, and then they bitch about the staff they have all the time, that they're not doing what they should be doing, they're not doing a good enough job, they're going to have to replace them, and all of this shit. Whereas at the end of the day, you probably didn't set them up to succeed well enough. All right, so again, to take back control of your business, to make sure that as you grow, expand, want to start leveraging some of your time, that you can still deliver the product that is in your vision, at the level that you want it to be delivered. All right, that's key, guys. And there's nothing wrong with having systems in place to be able to do that and track that, right? It's what we teach all of our clients in our program with the trainer ranking system, is developing over time a system that takes emotion out of it, that is structured based on specific feedback and specific outcomes. And, you know, their pay and their incentives are directly connected to that system. So there's no guessing anymore. It's like, look, this is the end result. And based on the end result, this is what's going to happen. You're either going to get paid more, or you're going to get paid less, All right, it's something that has, it literally transformed my ability to keep traveling outside of my business, knowing that the staff were doing what they needed to be doing and knowing that my managers had a framework in place to track everything that the staff were doing so that, again, I had data, right? We had specific things that we could work on, not things that we just bitched and moaned about, okay? Your members, I talk about this on and off in lots of different things. I think I talked about it in a video that I just did for the 2.0 version of the Thrive Guide that's coming out in the next couple of weeks. And it's all about making sure that you don't have groups of members in your business that are distracting or taking you away from working or helping more of your ideal clients. All right, that's a key element of making sure that your culture is a culture that is warm, it's inviting, it's something that people want to belong to. I did a whole podcast episode on creating a business that people want to belong to, not just be a part of. So if you haven't listened to that, go back and listen to that. But you've got to realize that sometimes there's clicky groups. Sometimes there's a poisonous element within your members. Sometimes you haven't invested enough time in your members and you don't even know them. Like I was working with a business the other day like 2 months ago that on paper, they talk about how successful he is. I'm the best salesman in the world, blah, 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 right? But he has a program with 50 members inside his business that runs, and he doesn't know a single person's name. He's never had a conversation with any of them. But yet, he's the face of the business, the leader within the business, and that's how he structures things because he doesn't like that program, okay? Very ego-driven person and ego-driven business. But what I want you to take out of that is to realize that sometimes if you're not investing enough in your members, your members aren't going to invest back in you. And that might come in the shape or form of being great advocates for you, being raving fans, sending you lots of referrals, participating in what you're doing, interacting in your Facebook groups, sharing your content, helping you promote different things, and talking to their friends, families, and colleagues about you, right? Like they want to feel like you're invested in them just as much as we would like to think that they would invest in us, the vision that we have, and everything that we're trying to do for them within our business. So when you're looking at taking back control of your business to a certain extent, remember I said that's a very general term, but let's even look at it as if I want to make things better. I want to be in control of the outcomes that I'm achieving. All right, at the very simplest level, that's something that you can all adopt. All right, is when I'm looking at my members, are my members the types of members that I want, and am I giving them specifically what they need, and are they reciprocating? Right, and they might not reciprocate on the level that we dream of, right? And maybe only a small group will, but if we're getting consistent positive feedback, if we now know that the staff are delivering the end product and the members are happy, we now know that things within the business systems are starting to run a lot better, right? Which then lets us know that as we continue to grow, we've got the systems, the team to support that growth and still make sure that the members are happy regardless of how long they've been with us. Key element of a member care system. All right, last point here, and it should be the biggest point. It should be number one, okay? But I guess it comes, and it is related to number one because it does come back to your vision, right? And again, it's something that I constantly have to drive into my coaching clients and everyone who's a part of our program is how does your current business, all right, give you the lifestyle that you want? And I don't mean that in the over abuse, you know, have the lifestyle you dream of way, right? But there is specific things that you can do to create more time freedom, to be home with the kids more, to start focusing on other income producing activities that you can do to start living the lifestyle that you want. All right, for me, it started like it was a morning off a week, then it was an evening off a week. Then it was 2 evenings off a week. Then it was like, okay, shit, I'm gonna go away for my first 1 week trip. So I do that. Then suddenly it was a 1 month trip. And then when I got back from the 1 month, I made the decision that, you know what? I'm only gonna keep 2 SPT groups a week, 2 hours of training a week and 1 boot camp on a Saturday. All right, but over time, I stayed committed to what that end vision was. I stayed committed to the fact that I was very clear on the type of lifestyle I wanted this business to provide me with. And I always had to work back from that point, because at the end of the day, if it wouldn't allow me to lead that lifestyle, I'm not in control of the end outcome. Something is sucking me back into the business on a consistent basis that's not allowing me to live that lifestyle. And that should be a gut check point for you. It should be something that at the end of the day, you fucking deserve that. Like, you do. You've taken the risk. You've taken the gamble. You're over-delivering, hopefully. You're implementing all of these different things that I share and other people share with you to develop an incredible program and experience and value for your clients. But are you getting value back yourself, either in the form of income or time, freedom, lifestyle, flexibility, and leverage? And if you're not, go back to the drawing board. Work out what it's going to take to create that. What income level it's going to take. How many members do you need to create that income level? What staff do you need in place? What do those staff need to be able to do? What tasks do they need to learn and be able to take on board to create that end outcome for you? So all you need to do is stay focused on the bigger picture and test and measure everything within the business. We get so caught up in the running of the business that we forget why the business is there in the first place. All right. And I guarantee you, all right, that when you started this business, and probably even still now, right, you wanted to help people. That was at the core of why you wanted to do this. It's at the core of every successful fitness business owner. It's also at the core of a lot of failed business owners, right? Because they forget to implement and do these other key things around that initial desire to help people. All right. But I also guarantee that the other thing that you wanted from this business was lifestyle, was freedom, was income, was to be a good provider, right? Was to allow yourself to create more freedom for you, all right? To be able to impact more people while still being able to focus on the things that you enjoy most in life. And that's not a far gone conclusion. It's not something that's unattainable. It's something that you can have when you systematically work towards it. And if you're not focused on it consistently, you're going to go astray. You're going to start sidetracking. You're going to get distracted. You're going to go in lots of different directions because you no longer are focused on that beacon, that end outcome that you want to achieve. And that's why you have to, and I said it in the beginning, systematically and consistently spend time focused on everything that it is that you want. All right, now I'm going to do something for you, right? You've made it all the way through this episode. If you are in the US and if you are anywhere near the Texas Dallas location, even if not, flights are so damn cheap in the US anyway. Accommodation is really cheap where we're holding this event. I'm going to give 10 people, we have 10 tickets left, all right, 10 people the opportunity to attend the event for free, all right, if they don't feel like they've achieved the value or got the value out of the event that they want, all right. So what I mean is you're not going to have to pay anything. All right, I'm going to give you our discount rate at $397 for the event, but I'm not going to charge you $397 until the end of the first day. All right, you might not 100% know if this is exactly what you want, all right, or need in your business, but I do know that's exactly what you need. And it's also what's going to allow you to create what you want. So I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, and I'm going to give 10 people the opportunity to attend the event. At the end of the first day, I'm going to ask you, do you feel like you had enough and received enough value from it? And if you don't feel like it's one of the best decisions you've ever made, I'm going to give you the second day and the event entirely for free. That includes catering and everything that we are paying for over the 2 days. All right. All you've got to do, all right, I'm going to put the link below this. I'll put it in the post wherever you're seeing this episode. All right. All you've got to do is go to the page, have a look at everything we're going to be covering for the 2 days. Fill in an application form. We will register and send you everything you need to know to get your free ticket. And like I said, there's absolutely nothing to pay unless you feel like we have massively over-delivered and that you feel it's one of the best decisions you've ever made. Because for me, I know what this is going to do for you, but maybe you need a little bit of convincing. And I know after the first day, you are going to feel like it's one of the best decisions you've ever made, especially if you want to regain control of your business, regain control of the outcomes that you want, and finally start building something special. Because at the end of the day, what's the point if you're not? I say it every freaking episode. What is the point of being in business if it's not allowing you to live the life that you want and giving you back the value that you need from it? All right, I want to stop that for so many of you. All you've got to do now is take the next step, click on the link, fill out the application form, do what you need to do to get there. Right? Like I said, accommodation's free. We're catering, so you got hardly anything to worry about at all except getting to work. Right? It's a workshop. We are going to be working for the 2 days, implementing and designing everything that is specific for the type of business that you want. You're not adopting somebody else's model. We're going to create a model that's based around what you want at the level of profit that you desire most. All right? Any questions, as always, post them below this, send me an email at adam@adammckenzie.net, and I'll be happy to help you out in any way I can. If you want to take out one of those 10 spots, either get back to me as quick as you can or click on the link and fill out that application ASAP. Thank you for tuning into this week's show. To guarantee your business is generating more profit, head over to fitprodomination.com now and grab a copy of our free profit playbook. Now, if you're ready to unlock the true potential of your fitness business, then go and register for one of our profit discovery calls valued at $500 by simply going to fitprodomination.com/profit call. Make sure you tune in each week and subscribe to the show as we commit to making sure every fitness professional has the keys to long-term success, massive profit, and freedom.